I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
WWE under COVID investigation. Also, a WWE legend is back next month. And a former star of WWE and Impact wins a piece of history. For Wednesday, October the 21st, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So this came down last night. The Orange County Department of Health are investigating venues that WWE are running as part of a wider investigation into COVID-19. So Orange County Department of Health are looking into hotspots for COVID in the county, and they have cited the WWE Performance Center, now obviously the Capitol Wrestling Center, Full Sail University, and the Amway Arena, where the WWE Thunderdome is emanating from. All places as on their list of COVID-19 hotspots that they are looking into. Now, obviously the reason they're looking into this is because there's a lot of activity in those three areas, among other areas around Orange County, but reportedly have been at least two COVID-19 outbreaks within WWE since the beginning of the pandemic, since all those tapings moved to Florida. We had one a few months back when Raw and SmackDown were emanating from the Performance Center. And more recently, just ahead of Clash of Champions, we had another outbreak there that came from the Performance Center, from the NXT recruits. Now, from here, we could see a big change-up in how WWE puts promotions and product together, or nothing could happen. So what's happening is this is just a case of an investigation from Orange County where they'll be visiting the premises and going through protocol with them. WWE issued a statement following the announcement that they're being investigated as a COVID hotspot. WWE said, quote, WWE is not open to the public, but rather operating on a closed set with only essential personnel in attendance. As part of ongoing weekly testing protocols, Aventis Labs have administered more than 10,000 PCR tests to WWE performers, employees, production staff, and crew, resulting in only 1.5% positive cases as compared to the current national average of more than 5%. Additionally, extensive contact tracing takes place and impacted individuals are placed in a 14-day quarantine and then only cleared after they test negative. When we know more about this breaking story, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Vince was in a pinch. Would I come back? I guess time only tell there. Case of emergency, break glass, you pull out the Undertaker. I mean, I would have to consider that. Never say never, but at this point in my life and in my career, I have no desire to get back in the ring. I got a pit in my stomach right now.
Words from The Undertaker during the final episode of The Last Ride, the documentary that covered, well, what seems to be The Undertaker's last ride. So he's not that keen to get back into the wrestling ring unless specifically asked, but it doesn't mean he won't be a part of WWE going forward. So WrestleVotes have revealed that Undertaker has his next appearance already in his diary, and it's happening on November 22nd. Here is the tweet from WrestleVotes. The upcoming 22nd of November Survivor Series pay-per-view will be built around the 30th anniversary of The Undertaker, including him making a live appearance on the show. A source states that, as of now, The Undertaker will not be wrestling at the event. The 30 Days of the Dead Man WWE Network schedule's also been released as well. There'll be a docuseries looking at his career and feuds throughout the month of November leading up to Survivor Series, where he'll be making an appearance. No doubt hitting somebody with a tombstone and then leaving again. Be funny to see The Undertaker back in the not in the Performance Center, but in the Thunderdome. You can imagine they are going to go all out with that entrance, with all the bells and whistles they have at WWE Thunderdome. They're no doubt going to do something big with that. So Undertaker will never, I don't think he'll ever go away completely from WWE. He is so ingrained in the culture of WWE that even if he never wrestles again, which by the sounds of it, he has no real desire to, he will always be a part of the show in some way, shape or form. And it would be wrong to let the 30th anniversary come and go without doing something special for The Undertaker. We've teamed up with Audible to sort you out some free wrestling books on us. One of The Undertaker's greatest WrestleMania opponents, the man that broke the streak, has an amazing book out now called Death Clutch. And it is all about Brock Lesnar fighting from the brink of death to come back and become one of the most dominant performers in combat sports. It's an amazing story that Brock Lesnar shares with Paul Heyman as well, read by Rob Dunsworth. You can get this audiobook for free on us if you go to cultaholic.com/audible and subscribe to Audible for 30 days. If you don't like Audible, you can get rid of it, you can cancel, but you get to keep the audiobook. That's a little gift from us to you. Check out the full list of audiobooks on offer and sign up to Audible by going to cultaholic.com/audible. Eric Rowan is back on the scene. Now Eric Redbeard. He is set to compete for a world championship on the indie circuit. So the United Wrestling Network have been running these weekly pay-per-view events. And there's been a great number of talent coming through those doors. And it's been a way in which the National Wrestling Alliance has continued to be represented. More on that later. But they are looking to crown their very own champion. And a United Wrestling Network world champion will be determined in a tournament, and they announced the competitors last night. Lo and behold, the internet was abuzz as Eric Redbeard's face showed up in the first round. He's going to be taking on Watts in the tournament. Also featured in that tournament, by the way, Chris Dickinson and Peter Avalon, Carl Fredericks and Fred Rosser. Also, Davey Boy Smith Jr. and another released WWE star from back earlier in the year, Mike Bennett, is going to be a part of this tournament as well. This is great to see Mike Bennett back on the books for a wrestling company. Also great to see, as we say, Eric Rowan, who very much sort of got lost in the shuffle when everything went down in April. One of those guys who WWE tried multiple times with, certainly put a lot of effort into trying to establish Eric as a star. He's got all the trappings that WWE want, you know, big, tall, strong, unique looking persona. Never really truly clicked outside of stuff he did with Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt. So I'm more than excited to see what Eric Redbeard will be doing now he is part of the United Wrestling Network. Jake Hager had some words for Stephanie McMahon via social media in the last couple of hours. So Jake Hager, former WWE World Heavyweight Champion, had to respond to a tweet from Stephanie McMahon. She was celebrating becoming a Corporation of the Year award winner She tweeted out, "So proud of the WWE community team and all their hard work to make WWE the 2020 Corporation of the Year at this year's PR News, CSR and Nonprofit Awards. WWE's mission is to put smiles on faces, and it could not be done without the hard work and passion of this incredible team." Jake Hager, quote, retweeted this saying, "LMAO, I guess lying about over $37 million in quarterly profits so you can fire over 300 people during a worldwide pandemic is a category for an award." And then he tags Andrew Yang in this, who's been one of those in politics who's been very outspoken about forming unions within wrestling and has plans that should Joe Biden get into power, they can shake things up within WWE as well. So he was getting Andrew Yang in on the conversation here as well. It is funny seeing all these conversations from Stephanie McMahon talking about Company of the Year and PR and Marketing Team of the Year when we know some of the stuff that's gone on. Yeah, less said on that. Impact Wrestling has come to terms with the release of Daga. He has left the company as per his request. Daga's fiance, former Impact World Champion Tessa Blanchard, had her contract terminated back in June. There was a lot of friction as lockdown began between Tessa Blanchard and Impact Wrestling that we've well documented here on the Cultaholic News podcast. Daga has been with Impact since February of last year. Very infrequent work, though. He did stuff with them and MLW. He's bounced around the circuit quite a bit. Former AAA Cruiserweight champion, part of Lucha Underground as well, where he was a trios champion as well. Daga asked for his release, apparently, according to a report from Wrestling Inc., some time ago. Impact held off because they wanted to keep him on the books, and that ended up not being the case. We don't know how connected this is with the situation with Tessa Blanchard. You know, personally, a hack wrestling theory, I can't help but feel that there is very much a connection between Tessa leaving the company the way she did and Daga wanting out of the company as well. But that's just my opinion. Now, he hasn't confirmed the news on social media yet. This is broken by Wrestling Inc., but he did put out a tweet saying, "It's just a matter of time. Big things maybe in the future for Daga." The ending of Monday Night Raw was a bit of a head-scratcher, wasn't it? We saw Drew Galloway bust into the Hell in a Cell with bolt cutters, and just as they were about to fight, it went off air. It led many to think that there was a production error or a timing error, and the show went off air prematurely. PW Insider has revealed some backstage details on that, and they say, quote, "The closing of last night's Monday Night Raw, with Drew McIntyre closing the door on the Hell in a Cell, went off the air as it was envisioned. We've had a few readers ask if perhaps the company was running late with the segment and it ran out of time, but we've been told by multiple sources that the ending we saw was the ending that Vince McMahon approved." Staying with Monday Night Raw, a tough night at the ratings. Step back on where they have been. They were up against a very strong NFL number against Monday Night Raw on Monday night, drawing 1.78 million on average. The decline is a bit less than they probably thought they were going to get, what with the NFL Cowboys and Cardinals game being on. So that takes a little bit of there's a little bit of joy to come from that. They didn't drop as far as they thought they would. The first hour at 1.81. The second hour got to 1.84. The third hour, as it tends to do, just drops off at 1.69 million. It's difficult to retain for that third hour. I think we've seen that over many years now within WWE. Current Impact Wrestling star and former WWE star Heath Slater was talking recently with PW Insider Elite about some pitched ideas he had from WWE. So we remember Heath Slater turning up just before the horror show at Extreme Rules to have a brief match against Drew McIntyre. Apparently there was meant to be more to this. Slater said to PW Insider Elite, quote, "It was a whole stint of me and Drew to doing what you saw on Raw, and then the following week I go and work with Dolph on Raw, then I have to do something at some pay-per-view, the horror show pay-per-view, so I got down there and they brought that up to me and I said, nah, this is a one and done." So he's had the opportunity to do some extra bits with WWE, but he was pretty happy just to go out there, do that one night of Raw and then move away. It's great to be at a point where you can march to the beat of your own drum, isn't it? NXT star Xia Li is making her amateur kickboxing debut on Saturday. She's going to be competing against Anna Housel, also making her debut on the Combat Night Orlando event. Now, both fighters are going to be wearing headgear as a protection, since it is an amateur contest. But you can search Combat Night Orlando if you want to see NXT's Xia Li getting into it in the kickboxing world. Chris Statlander was talking to Wrestling Inc. We haven't seen Statlander on AEW TV since her injury took her out of action. She told Wrestling Inc. about her recovery from ACL surgery. She said, quote, "I'm doing pretty good. I think from what I've heard overall is I might be a little bit ahead of others where I'm at right now, but I still have a long way to go before I can re-debut, basically, and get back in the ring before I'm debuting again, obviously. And I'm going to want to be training a little bit before, so I'll be able to get in the ring before you see me back on TV. It could be another 8 months or so. The long journey back for Chris Statlander continues, and we hope it continues to be a steady one. Cultaholic are the heroes of WrestleCrate next month. If you sign up now in your first box, you will get an exclusive Cultaholic t-shirt that you cannot buy at cultaholicshop.com. Plus, if you enter the code Cultaholic when you sign up, you get a mystery autograph bundle with your first box as well. WrestleCrate.co.uk and use the word Cultaholic on checkout. And congratulations to former WWE star, former Impact Wrestling star. You may know him as Elijah Burke. You may know him as D'Angelo De Niro. But he is Da Pope in UWN. And on last night's episode of UWN Primetime, Da Pope became the NWA television champion, defeating Zicky Dice for the belt that he has held since he won it on NWA Power. A 200-day reign plus, I believe that is. It was a cracking match they had on Primetime Live last night, and it's a great accomplishment for the artist formerly known as Elijah Burke. Previous NWA TV champions include greats like Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Dusty Rhodes, Nikita Koloff, Bobby Eaton, Steve Austin has held that belt, and now he adds to that legacy, does Da Pope. Congratulations, sir. Jack and Owen are back on twitch.tv/cultaholic tonight. They were playing the new FIFA game last week. No doubt they'll try and drag Sunderland into a better place, however they spin it. In fact, they're getting ready for the new Football Manager game. You can follow at Vintage Owen on Twitter to get an update on what they've got planned for future streams there. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, if you missed it, we took Raw to task yesterday on Raw Graded. You can see what I thought of Monday Night Raw from this past week. Oh, it was a ropey one, wasn't it, to be perfectly polite. I'll say no more about it. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am in conversation with former WWE writer, former star of Impact Wrestling, now working behind the scenes at Impact Wrestling, former Ring of Honor star. I'm talking to Jimmy Jacobs. And as well as wrestling, we talk just a lot about life and philosophy.
If I better myself, I bring up the people around me. If you better yourself, you bring up the people around you. And if, let's just say that you and I get our lives together enough, we might be able to bring up a lot of people. And those people might be able to bring up some more people. And if they get their lives together, they'll bring up more people. And that's how change happens. It's from the bottom. It's from the bottom up. It's not from the top down.
It's a really unique episode of Desert Island Graps, and I hope you'll check it out later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.